From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Shiite Muslims outraged by Saudi execution of cleric. Iran's supreme leader says Saudi Arabia will face divine revenge because of its execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, a prominent Shiite cleric of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said today that unjustly split blood of this martyr will have quick consequences. The supreme leader said Nimr neither encouraged people into armed action nor secretly conspired for plots, but the only thing he did was utter public criticism rising from his religious zeal. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was deeply dismayed by the executions. In India, Shiite Muslims marched through Srinagar, voicing their opposition to the numerous executions, especially the killing of Nimr. Syed Mujahid was among the protesters in Srinagar.
We are protesting for the martyrdom of the Ayatollah Sheikh Bakr Nimr in Saudi Arabia, along with 42 Mu'minin who are executed today. So we condemn this execution with strong words.
Nimr, who led anti-government protests in 2011, was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges and sentenced to death. The U.S. warned that Nimr's death would only add to strife between religious sects in the region. The Obama administration says it needs more time before it can move to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the additional work the U.S. is undertaking is not based on pushback from Iran. The Iranian president on Thursday ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's missile program. From Washington, this is VOA News.